Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, good evening. Today is March 4th, 2018. Good evening, and welcome to the On Frequency. Can you hear me? Okay, sounds good. We had a problem there. The audio might have been breaking up a little bit. Anyway, good evening. Welcome to the On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in Western Montana, and to Republic Broadcasting Network. Greetings to the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room answering and putting people on the air should you decide to call in, and the phone lines are open at 1-800-313-9443. You know, Ralph was just talking about driver's licenses on the tail end of his show, and I had just renewed my license in December, and in the area where it left a citizenship, whether you are a citizen or not, I left it blank. And as I have never sworn to an oath of such, but anyway, the country, I assume, was for immigration purposes there. I just put the United States of Israel, and I wasn't asked to change a single thing, even though I was questioned about it. But anyway, Murr, are you picking on my hero? Anyway. You know, we in the world have been led down the road of lies for many years now, and as more and more people are waking up to these lies that have been told to them, that those in government, corporate America, and other countries are passing massive amounts of money into the internet to control the narrative that they have been putting on the people for many years now. And I do a lot of research and stuff, so I can see the change. Like, I've had Kenneth here before play the George Bush, where he always talked about having to repeat the same thing over and over to catapult the propaganda. And, of course, the 2013, where Congress approved the authorization of using propaganda domestically on the people of America. And as Mike Rivera would say, that nowhere in the Constitution does it give the authority of those who we the people have given to those who govern us the authority to lie to us. And you might think about that, because it's, you know, it's not just here in America either. When you constantly hear about all these created jobs and what a great economy we have, and then you start going through the news and you listen to what the bankers are saying, what the amount of jobs are actually out there, the trillions of dollars in student loans, credit card debt, that It's all an illusion, you know. And people, you know, they're just inundated with TV commercials, the latest products you're supposed to run out and buy that you supposedly need. And I've commented before here on that Netflix video on Life Below Zero, which is filmed up there in Alaska in the Yukon, and one industrious guy that lives up there at 40 some odd degrees below zero, and he stated there that if he didn't have it, he didn't need it. And, of course, they usually fabricate things because they're so far from towns and what have you. And if they run out of nails, they use wooden spikes, you know. But anyway, the point is we can get by so much within our own austerity, but we don't need this constant barrage of all these products being pushed at us. And that will kind of curtail a little bit more into what I have to say here on later in the show here. But anyway. You know, you have to include in today's media, when you look at the amount of money that most of these journalists are paid, And you can research them, whether it's CNN's Anderson Cooper or whatever, Bill O'Reilly, what those guys get paid in millions of dollars a year. Dogs are fighting on my bed. Anyway, they get paid millions of dollars a year to sit there and lie to you, and then you have to think of, like, say, the president or vice president, whatever, between their blatant lies and whatever, but their actual pay in ratio to those that are out there through mainstream media to tell us exactly what the economy is, and of course it's not. But they are paid well for that. And of course, this is all read from scripts on teleprompters. And there's countless videos on YouTube where you can, or actually where they have gone through channel from channel to channel via these satellite TV systems through all these networks, and they're all saying exactly the same thing. It's just a script that they read daily. But anyway, so in translation again, they're just selling you another product, i.e. the news. Just before the break comes the commercials that sell you something else, just as the news is trying to sell you something. Hello, Granny. Welcome to the group. And was it Zapia? Zapia? Anyway, when you look at a lot of commercials today, and I don't watch that much TV, but I think it's very interesting how even drug commercials, they're using cartoon characters narrating as if the education in America has dropped so low that we're all treated as children watching Saturday cartoons. And of course, I notice this. You know, I don't know if other people notice this, but are you depressed? And they show a little cartoon character with their little mouth and a big frown. And of course, once they start taking the derivative of some drug like that, they're walking around with little smiley, happy faces, and the sun is shining. I haven't seen so much propaganda in my life being thrown at people just to sell products. And, it reminds me of the duck and cover videos that you can still see archived, and the great Russian threat hoax of the Cold War, and where little turtles and stuff were sent to amaze the people. And, of course, this is to scare the population into capitulation again, to let their government go out and do whatever they have to save them. Today's media can or generally be generalized in much of the same way. You know, they roll out a product and tell you how great it is. And, of course, most of these products that we don't need, as well as these illegal wars that are presented to you as these evil, rapacious regimes that need to be changed. Lies or false claims of WMDs, red lines for chemical use. Then, of course, the sudden stories to send horrors to your bones of the people being gassed, etc. Many catch these fake stories as people who have allegedly been gassed, like, say, over in Syria by chemical weapons, as not wearing protective suits and gear to help those that are allegedly been harmed before. So, personally, when I hear of some U.S. military action thousands of miles away, I often think of the millions in this country that are homeless, starving, being fed billions of dollars in toxic drugs, just as much as the government stories of street drugs being laced with something making them more deadly than, say, the drugs that are wanting to be sold by Big Pharma that kills your pancreas, liver, and all these other different side effects. We have a caller already on the phone here. We have Mike in Kentucky. Good evening, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing probably better than billions of people on this planet. I don't know about you.
Well,
I don't know, something like 3.5 billion people on this planet make less than $2 a day. If you follow the numbers, USA figures, and from the Census Bureau and World Bank. So, yeah, I'm doing great.
I've watched some videos out of Egypt where these people go around and they collect trash for less than $2 a day. And, of course, that is being thwarted so that they themselves can't even make the sustenance to buy bread or whatever for their families.
That's where a lot of the stuff goes that is not able to be recycled in this country. It'll get shipped over to some third world country where people pick it apart for their for the lead, and the children get exposed to all kinds of junk, you know, heavy metals and things like that. But what I'd called about is you're talking about fake news. It's a topic I know something about. I have the 1992 TV guide on fake news, and
you were
having done a few little bit of news myself for news outlets here and there. What you're talking about is what's called for decades really, it's been called a video press release, a VPN, or and that TV guide goes through and talks about that sort of thing. That's how you end up with a canned interview where it looks like your local news personality is interviewing, you know, Julia Roberts for this latest movie that's coming out, and they make it look live, but it's not. That Julia Roberts just does one interview, and they get the scripted questions to ask her, and then they
edit
right. together.
That's
it
right.
Like it's a, but that goes across hundreds of affiliates across the country. They have a system of folders called FTP, File Transfer Protocol, and I had access to those for a while and posted a video of mine in there and went back and checked several weeks later, and wherever it was deleted, I added it back in both production and news folders a couple of times. The next summer, a youngster got arrested for doing a very similar thing. They called it graffiti in the news. She was like an 18-year-old or 17-year-old. The FBI arrested him. But I have a sneaking suspicion that they wasn't going to charge me with anything because of the material that I was posting. It had to do with these telephones that were sending out audio when they were on the hook. And not one reporter called me. You know, I had Electronic Frontier Foundation, of course, didn't want to talk to me. They were saying, like, well, we don't have the bandwidth to help you with your or add you to our case or whatever. There, that was the second time their Jewel versus the NSA got thrown out of court around 2010 or something. They said, let's call the ACLU. Of course, the ACLU has never called me back, but I got numerous victims, some of which were in the media, that wondered how in the heck I got their phone number because it was their private phone number. Or I'd send voicemail messages of their own phone audio back to them. Sometimes it'd take like three voicemail messages of somebody driving down the road in their truck having a conversation before they called me back and said, how the hell can that do that? And it's folded up in a belt pouch on my belt. How can that phone send out audio when that's turned off in a belt pouch? I guess they got a little beep or something. This goes back to flip phones, even prior to, you know, smartphones doing it. I don't know if you've seen some celebrities for a while there. They quit using smartphones and went back to flip phones because the paparazzi, that are trolling around looking for pictures of them or whatever, they figured out how to hack into some of the cell phones and get their text messages and stuff. So they went back to flip phones. But anyway, the news media will not cover investigative journalism because of this. William Benny points this out. His contacts in the investigative news realm says that they can't get people to talk anymore. They're too damn intimidated because they know all these phones are being listened to. And one thing that he doesn't talk about much, and a lot of these whistleblowers don't talk about much, is that they can listen when they're off. CBS this week, it was about Tuesday morning, made me mad the whole day because I've been trying to get the whistle blown on this going back to about 2003 or 2004 because I couldn't get a phone technician to fix our phones being locked up by this. Initially, it was causing trouble with our fax line, which costs us $3 or $4 a day at times to run, and for most of a weekend. Funeral homes couldn't send us faxes because these calls would come in, and they wouldn't be
I think you mentioned that before there. I was going to tell you something, Mike. You know, on eBay, you can buy what they call a frequency counter, and the ham radio, we use these quite a bit like that to net our frequency, you know, transmitters on frequency when they're in transmit mode, you know. But anyway, many times I've been driving down the street there, and I'll see someone in law enforcement talking on a radio, and I'll realize, I'll look up there, and I don't hear it on my regular radio there, and I'll say, geez, they're using a different channel that's not listed, you know. And I'll turn on my frequency counter. But anyway, yeah, and then I'll just enter that into my radio really fast. But anyway, I sat my frequency listen to this. I sat my frequency down to my cell phone one day that was off, and it's sending a carrier beacon even though the phone is off that you can actually watch on the frequency counter.
I demonstrated that live on the air on our local show several times. I'd turn my I had a text line, a little old I think it was a 757 I can't remember the brand right now. It's the same ones that the military's, same design the military was using, Motorola 757, I think. Anyway, I flip that thing closed or turn it off and then flip it closed and put it next to the microphone on live on the air, and it'd be going, you know, it's still, you thought you turned it off. It's not. And it didn't make any difference whether you had the charger plugged in or not. But I told a Radio Shack technician that about 10 or 12 years ago. I overheard a conversation. She was she was more or less a salesman, I guess. But they had swapped out one customer's charger and battery and phone about three times. And she was just lamenting about how this one customer, no matter what, his phone kept having a overheating error when it was on the charge base at home. And I said, what you need to ask him is if he roams around a lot where there's no signal. And in this rural area, especially back then, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, there was a lot of places where there was no signal. And so when he was coming home and he was putting his phone back on the charge base after he'd ran the battery down, what I think was going on is the thing had signal, and it was phoning home audio and texts and stuff like that that it could not phone home to whoever it was that was watching him. And that's what I told him. I said, you've got same customer, same battery, same phone. You've got somebody that's a target that's being listened to by the FBI or somebody, because that's the only explanation for him having them problems is it's trying to phone home the content that it's recorded when he was out of in a no-signal area. And because you can reprogram the software in those phones, they listen for software updates. You reprogram them so that when they're in a no-signal area, it automatically records the audio and the GPS point. The GPS points, I guess, has been in there since about 2007 or 2008. Ben-Gurion University over in Israel has done proof of concepts on all this sort of stuff. It's been in the news, you know. So, and I've had it out with phone technicians and a Bell Lab scientist. What you're saying is impossible. We invented a lot of bleep over here at Bell Labs, you know. You just don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, I've got witnesses, I've got recordings, I've got videos. One news producer tell me I was a conspiracy theorist, but I'll go ahead and tell the news producer, you know, that you know. And this one media outlet girl, who she instantly got it because she was in marketing. And she said, you need to talk to one of our reporters. I said, because she couldn't figure out how I got her personal cell phone number that she'd only given out to a few people. And I called her just a couple of years ago, and she said, "Yeah, I'll do an affidavit. I definitely will, you know, for this." But this was before I found out they've given most of these people blanket immunity. So we're dealing with a pirate government that is, as the Army calling it now, dominating the human domain. They want to know all the inputs and outputs of all the brains out there, so they can try to model them. And then they're rolling out this 5G. And it turns out, if you just saw it last week, I just saw it, that your heart can be fluked. Your heart can be fluked by a lot of this radiation and cause it to skip beats and go into tachycardia and stuff like that. So it's conceivable in the not too distant future they could assassinate somebody, you know, just like they can hack a pacemaker or something. They can hack your heart.
Yeah, especially this GPS area. I mean, if your car doesn't have it with OnStar or something like that, you can just be driving on down the road there and talking on that. Of course, we already know the U.S. government is considered arming drones. And, of course, when you hear a 911 phone call like that, they give you the exact GPS location of the caller.
Well, this fake news is it's not all scripted from nationally, but it seems like, you know, it does make you wonder after a time, how in the heck do they have this level of control grid on all these people to where they don't go off the ranch like what's-his-name did with that Pizzagate? He's back on the internet now. But,
all right,
they got rid of him.
My break's coming up here, but, hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
Bye.
All right, my best to you. We'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network with On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. You know, right before the break here, I was talking about how the U.S. and their military action thousands of miles away, and of course we're constantly being bombarded with how evil a regime is with their countless starving millions of people and everything. Of course, a lot of people forget that it's through U.S. sanctions that many of those are starving anyway, just like as deemed with, say, Saddam Hussein, who in his oil for food program was trying to feed his people there, and 500,000 children died because of the sanctions that the U.S. had placed on Iraq. And Madeleine Albright said that the price was worth it. And, of course, the starvation of
of hundreds of thousands and or millions is nothing when it compares to U.S. foreign policy. But, you know, it's like suddenly the government here has solved all the issues that Americans face daily. And, you know, it's just in their free time that they venture off to help others now. And, of course, we see this with Syria right now. The massive inflamement about how Russia has killed so many people over there and airstrikes. And, of course, they omit the fact of the U.S. bombing hospitals, weddings, funerals, a mosque, upwards of 300 people killed there. And, of course, it's only when someone else has done something where it could have been an errant weapon or it could have been someone deliberately targeted. And, of course, when the U.S. does it, it's just called collateral damage. And, of course, when you expose those things, like the collateral murder or collateral damage murder film of those journalists over in Iraq, that suddenly everyone tied to that starts getting locked up, like Bradley then, or Chelsea Manning now, then Bradley Manning, and WikiLeaks for putting a video up. And, you know, so anyone that exposes this stuff, they're instantly deemed the enemy. Because, as we know, that down through time, I don't care if you're watching an old Perry Mason show or whatever, that the criminals, that they will do everything to not have their shady past exposed, including murdering someone else to hide a crime. But, you know, it's like I've always mentioned, you know, looking at the politics here in America, the constant infighting of the parties at the deep state. All this, the internal FBI crimes and school shootings, you know, it's like this country has no problem. So they're able to take millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars to go out into the world as Americans are starving. They're hungry in the respects they have no homes. Of course, there's countless millions of vacant homes. But, of course, they won't ever change that. What they will do, though, is make sure that they put spikes on up underneath these viaducts and stuff. They will pass laws to where you can't feed the homeless. And, of course, you know, there's nothing wrong with this, apparently, to millions of Americans. Just as much as in Texas, where you see armed, I wouldn't call them militia, but since it's an open carry down there, that they actually open carry around these groups that are feeding the homeless, and the law enforcement will no longer touch them. But other than that, they would be citing them for feeding the homeless, and as well as watching some veteran, a World War I veteran, feeding the homeless and is arrested for that. And you have to think about he and his life was told that he was going out to fight for our freedoms. And, of course, we're not even free to feed the homeless. And that kind of reminds me of the recent things here with all these different trade wars that President Trump is talking about. These trade wars, of course, lead more and more sanctions down the road, lead to more and more sanctions down the road. We have Iraq that has now decided to purchase these S-400 missiles from Russia, and instantly Iraq is now a target of the United States. And, of course, Turkey became that way when Turkey announced it. The Philippines became a target when the Philippines announced it, that they were going to start buying Russian arms. And they quoted the fact that because in buying Russian arms, there's no strings attached to it. Whereas here in America, to buy those products, you have to accept all the GMO seeds and other crap that the country puts out. And I guess, to be fair, you know, there are some good products here in the United States here, but it's far and few between. That made in America is gone basically from every label. Anyway, another commercial break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health.
Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, I was thinking about, just for the break there, I was talking about these sanctions and trade wars. And more we see that the United States, the empire, is in deep trouble. I didn't get a chance to. I had it outlined here of the hundreds and hundreds of retail stores that are closing. And, of course, each time you hear of that, you have to think of a potential apartment that's lost, a home that's foreclosed on, a car that's repossessed. And these tax breaks, these big corporations, where they'll announce that they're going to give thousands of employees a raise up to whatever, $15 an hour. And then, of course, a week or two later, you hear that they're going to lay off thousands, which, again, is back to a potential home lost and car lost. And,
And, of course, the massive debt where you're supposed to go out there and buy all these little holiday things like rabbits laying Easter eggs. I mean, how? Anyway. So, anyway, today we have this massive censorship, and it's hitting all platforms, especially on Twitter, I would say. But, however, we see it on YouTube with Google and Facebook. A lot of my friends' accounts have been canceled, and here recently we see that this rampage is spinning out of control. It's getting so bad that YouTube is banning videos about donkeys, chickens, and even home gardening. However, all the ones about aliens and government conspiracies and Bigfoot stuff, they all remain, you know. They're just I look at that. There cannot be a more equivalent of a distraction than to sit there and suddenly have the government release a video of some UFO saucer, and everyone goes out there and they have to go view that thing. And again, it's a total distraction to the actual crimes and stuff that are actually being committed. And it's interesting that Natural News has had all their videos taken down. They've terminated both the Health Ranger channels and also InfoWars channels. And, you know, first they came for the, and of course, you know, and there was no one left to speak. And of course, like I say, when it's these dumb, stupid channels, they seem like they keep existing over and over again just to distract the people from what actually is going on. We have a caller there in Wisconsin, Brent. Good evening, Brent. I hope you're doing well tonight.
Good evening, Keith. Good evening, Keith. I'm doing very well, thank you, and I hope you are as well.
Well, I'm hanging in here.
Good. I listened with very much interest to your previous caller talking about the cell phones listening to us and things of that nature. And, you know, this is not a new phenomenon.
No.
In fact, and you may know this already, but I know a lot of your other listeners probably do not, and I've never shared it on RBN. So, but back during the day when the phone companies went from manually switched numbers, you know, when they had the old operators sitting at the boards and physically switching numbers, lines, to computer switching, which was central switching, the computers had all this other capabilities, and all they were doing was switching lines. And so the phone companies, probably with the encouragement from the NSA, went to a system where they would recognize keywords and phrases spoken on these phones. And this was back in the 60s, I'm sure. And they started listening to the phone calls. And certain phone conversations where maybe they mentioned guns or drugs or meetings or something, then they would no longer just monitor the calls, but they would start recording them. And then in like the sixth or seventh basement of the White House, the NSA would actually start, they would record the calls, and then they would listen to them and see. And well, if you were talking about church meetings or gunning the engine on your car or something like that, then they would no longer record you, but they would still tap you and listen to you. And that's been ongoing since, I'm sure, the 60s. And as far as the phones listening to you while they're hung up, a number of years ago, in 1983, Beloit College updated their phone systems, and a friend of mine was affiliated with that, and he brought two grocery bags of phones home, and we tested a half a dozen or more of them, and the microphone was open on them, even when the phone was hung up. So yeah, they were transmitting all the time.
There is some, what do you call it, like nomenclature type of dealings. Like, I listen on the radio here quite a bit here, and usually, like on a 911 phone call, even if it drops or something, the police have, or sheriff's office, they have the ability to what they call, you know, beacon a phone to see its location, which means that the phone is still listening, and that's that carrier frequency that it has. We had a an accident here last winter, and where the vehicle we responded to went down over a ditch and up over the railroad tracks. Anyway, later it was found out there was a pound of meth in there. And, of course, the guy that we pulled from the vehicle, he was constantly on his cell phone. And I kept thinking, you know, if there's any actual law enforcement like that, the law enforcement should have secured a warrant to go after that guy's phone for at least the last few numbers that he called in reference to the time slot that he had wrecked in, because then they could have found out who he was talking to and traced that pound of meth they found in his vehicle back to its origin. But they don't do that. They don't look for actual crimes like that. It's all these alleged things, because I mentioned that I had an AR-15 or something like that, that suddenly I'm the criminal. It's these pre-thought crimes, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that maybe sometimes they don't want to get too close to the source, quite honestly, because my belief is that, and I don't have anything, well, not very, very good proof, but I believe that the powers that be are bringing most of the drugs into the nation.
Well, have you heard my discussion?
They're controlling the drugs.
Yeah, Brent, have you heard my discussion on the DHS Sentry members?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, well, in your free time there, you can look this up, the DHS Sentry members. Their home webpage, they boast about a 10-second wait during volumes of high traffic. And in that Sentry members program, they have a full iris, a retinal scan, the 10-point finger ID, and a full background check. And this does not only include, say, through Mexico. It can be at any airport or anything like that. And it's called a Trusted Travelers Program. In the San Diego area, they have what they call these special speed pass lanes, in which these trusted members are able to go right in to the United States only after a 10-second, basically an ID search, you know. But now if you do a search on Sentry member arrested, and you'll see, the last time I looked, I think it was over 1,200 and some odd different search results out of that. Sorry, 100 and some odd thousand search results on that, and where members of that same Sentry members program are arrested with millions in meth, millions in cocaine, and millions of dollars in other drugs. And of course, this funnels into the inner cities, the reservations, and of course what it does is it drives poverty, it drives crime, and of course it gives you the necessity for the militarized police state, the SWAT raids, which and most SWAT teams nowadays are becoming privatized, and of course it funds the court system, the privatized for-profit prisons, and this is how they keep governments going, as well as keeping the hospitals, the addiction centers, and all this going. It's a method of enslavery.
Sure, and it's a growth industry.
Yeah, and then also you can do the research where crates of guns are being dropped off in Chicago's back alleys.
Yes,
and this is to keep crime
did.
Going. But you never see that issue being raised as far as the so-called assault rifles, which, again, I'll highlight this later on in the show here, that a rifle is a rifle until you assault someone with it. Then it becomes an assault rifle, just like AR does not mean anything in reference to an assault rifle, you know.
Right. Well, I'm a little off the end of the scope on this one, but I think that the right to keep and bear arms includes anti-tank weapons and bazookas and all that, and there are already laws on the books. You can't go down to the stop and go and make a withdrawal or your bank and take some of their money at the point of any kind of a firearm or a weapon. That's a given. But if you want to go out in the back of the farm there into the sand pit and blow up the old Buick or something, I think you ought to be able to do that, as long as you don't harm anyone.
Well, that's the same
just
thing.
My personal opinion.
Well, yeah, Brent, that's the same as like with medical marijuana. You cannot use a credit card to purchase medical marijuana because they call that trafficking. So that means you have to go to an ATM machine first, withdraw the money like that, then go to your provider.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And in the meanwhile, back during the Vietnam misunderstanding, there were CIA agents bringing attaché case loads of heroin in from the Golden Triangle. I had diplomatic immunity, so they went right through the checkpoints at the airports and brought it right in. Of course, they were stringing out the young black kids in the ghettos. Who cares about them, you know? But now it's white kids, and it's rich kids, and it's, you know, attorneys' kids and doctors' kids.
Yeah, but have you heard Mike Rivero's thesis on how they do that?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, he brings up a valid point here, that the fact is when you drive a community, a once prosperous community, like these great big huge corporations have sold out, like for the steel, you know, industry, they sold out all this tech to foreign interest like that, and of course they import it. Now Trump wants to put these tax tariffs on it. But anyway, in the meantime, a basic city starts to die. And then, of course, you hook the population on them, on drugs and such, you know. And then the only thing they have to do is, if they had any schooling like that, is to then join the military, because there are no jobs. And that's where your soldiers come from today.
Sure, sure. And they don't have to have a draft.
Right. And of course, if they instituted a draft, then you would know the fascism and tyranny was right in your face, you know.
And then the peace movement may start up again like it was in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I remember reading where Nixon had all these buses parked end-to-end around the, I believe it was his housing there. But anyway, it's 4 o'clock in the morning there. He was wringing his fingers there as the Vietnam protests raged on. And he said to whoever secretary it was at the time that they're going to kill us. They're going to kill us. And see, that's back when the people actually went out and did something. Nowadays, the only time, as I've mentioned before, is when you have an LGBTQ convention or some, you know. That's the order of the day when you go out and protest. But as I've mentioned, you can watch videos of millions in Brazil, millions of Arab Muslims around the world calling for government oversight to be, you know, to curtailed, anything like that. Here, no one does anything.
No. And over in some of the countries in Europe, when the government starts messing up, they'll shut the whole government, the whole country down, and go on strike. So
yeah, like all those farmers dropping manure and stuff all over their prime minister's porches. And I mean, people get mad. They block the freeways with semis, everything like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, God bless you. Keep up the good work, and I'll let you go. And I'm sure you have some more callers by now.
I have Patty. So, all right. Hey, Brent, thanks for calling in. It's always good to hear from you, okay?
Nice visiting. Best. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Patty down there in Missouri. Hello, Granny. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Keith, how are you?
Not bad. You've been kind of quiet lately on Twitter.
Well, my other half keeps me hopping.
I told
Plus
you I'd come down there.
I've been getting a little cleaning done.
I told you I'd come down there and jap slap him for you.
Or you could come down here and cook.
Yeah, you're spoiled rotten. You wouldn't be eating pizza tonight if that happened.
Right. I could have had a professional chef cooking for me if he'd just show up.
All right. What's on your mind, young lady?
Well, I keep hearing this BS from Dianne Feinstein and all the Zionist gun grabbers. They've been working on it for 50 years. The AR-15 is not an assault weapon.
No.
It was created to be a civilian weapon. It looks like an assault weapon, but it's nothing close to being an assault weapon.
No.
An M16 and an M4 will fire 700 rounds per minute. If anybody can make an AR-15 do the same, I've got a planet. The whole damn planet to sell them.
Well, you know, Patty, I was talking with Kenneth a little bit earlier in the control room there, but, you know, I like how people are diverted so suddenly. We have all these illegal wars. Remember, Afghanistan never attacked the United States. It was a bunch of men allegedly hanging and training on monkey bars over there. Iraq never did that. But then we have the Afghan, what they call the striker kill team, where they were shooting these Afghan children just for fun. That was an assault rifle, see? And it didn't matter the vintage of the actual carbine in it, you know, or being used. The same thing with U.S. soldiers that have gone over in Iraq, and they've left their posts, they've got dressed up in other clothes, and they went out and they shot an entire Iraqi family, raped the daughter, killed everyone, threw this AK-47 in a ditch, and then, of course, changed back into regular clothes and went back to work at their post. And, of course, this has all come out that, of course, this was in violation of war crimes acts, and that's why the SOFA agreement was so important, because
those stay-behind troops, they were not going to be granted immunity over in Iraq, allegedly training Iraqi soldiers and stuff, and continue to commit these war crimes, just like you see over in Okinawa and stuff, where U.S. soldiers are beating up people, raping women, and people are getting tired of this aggression from the U.S. But you never hear of any of that being used as assault weapons. It's only when Americans have them.
Yes. And another thing, the AR-15, I believe, was used in Vietnam. It was sufficient for that war because the Vietnamese did not have body armor and they lived in grass huts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could just shoot up a hut and you get everybody. You don't miss.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that's the M16 that was down there. And remember, they had a problem with the cartridges used there, that it was actually causing people to die by using those guns. But, you know, Patty, it doesn't matter which kind of rifle it is. It only becomes an assault rifle when it's used in the hands of the end user. That's the point, the end user.
Exactly, exactly. I have a semi-automatic sitting right here at the head of my bed. And guess what? It had never jumped up and gone and killed anybody.
Yeah.
Without me knowing. You're right. A gun is a tool, just like a knife, a baseball bat, cowboy boots, screwdrivers, hammers. Right. Anything can be used to kill.
Yeah, vehicle. Patty, I have a break coming up. Yeah, I have a break coming up. If you stay over, I'll hold you over because I enjoy talking to you, okay?
Okay.
So hang in there. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
If you want to vent your frustrations,
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with Patty over there in Missouri, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I was just thinking, Patty, I'm getting tweets that are in Morse code now.
Oh, are you?
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Someone else said Morse code.
Yeah, someone made a comment earlier about if you want to talk about ham radio, see this guy like that. So now everyone's starting to send me things. Of course, I said, yeah, ham radio has been deleted to about, or denuded, I guess you call it, down to just talking about your prostate issues and stuff. We used to talk about electronics and building radios, and today it's, you know. So anyway, yeah, you know, we're back to this assault rifle, though. Again, it's the end user, and even Kenneth had made that remark. You know, you can think of cell phones, too. How many brain cancers and stuff that are caused by this, as well as the facilitating in the sale and distribution of drugs that illegally kill people every year?
Well,
you don't see no ban. Yeah, but you don't see no ban on cell phones because, you know, again, we were talking there earlier there, it creates commerce.
Well, as far as Parkland School, I hear an echo. We know that is a Zionist Kabod Mafia infested area of Florida. And I do not believe that anybody died. I don't believe it at all because nobody died at Sandy Hook either, because I did some deep research on that. And it was easy to prove that was just a FEMA drill.
Right. Now, I have a video on that coming up there, Patty.
Okay. Well, then I'll get back to the AR thing. You know, the, what is it, the 223 caliber?
223, Swift.
Yeah, 223 bullet.
Good
that
gun.
Was being used, right. To hunt with. Well, those bullets weren't even taking down big game like deer, just shooting them and letting them run off to suffer and die.
I don't know, Patty. I could drop a deer at 400 yards when I was using my 223.
Yeah, maybe you're a better shot than a lot of people. But in some states, you cannot hunt without a 30 caliber.
Well, remember, though, Montana has no caliber restrictions here, so you can use a 350 Chevy block engine if you want.
Yeah. Well, I know here in Missouri, just like the regular hunting rifles and shotguns, you know, the hunting rifles, you have to use 30 caliber here if you're going to hunt big game, because, you know, they don't want the animals to suffer, but they don't give a damn about the people.
Well, no.
But,
You know, Patty, to me, though, that's like watching these videos coming out of Israel of some young Palestinian boy or girl getting shot. And, you know, a lot of Americans say, well, you know, that's because they're, you know, trying to protect their own little enclave over there. But, you know, when you start realizing the shootings in America and that most law enforcement is trained by Israel, how would you feel to have a U.S. cop sitting there on your block and doing the same thing to your children?
Wouldn't like it at all. And Israel is not defending. They are the oppressors. They're occupying land that doesn't belong to them. And the United Kingdom had no business giving something away that didn't belong to them. See, right. that's what they played, the World War II. That was the goal for the beginning, the international Zionist. You know, people don't realize that they're the ones that helped Hitler round up the people for the work camps.
Right.
There wasn't Jews in those camps. There were a lot of other ethnic groups in those camps. And most of them died at the end of the war after the Allies bombed the railroad supply lines. And they couldn't get any medicine or any Zygon B in there to kill the lice. So lots of people died. It wasn't just Jews.
Well, remember, though, Patty, my break's coming up here for the top of the hour here. But remember that with all this, we still have
the same fact that who's training who, and the premise to of who is who that's trying to take the guns. When you start looking at who is who's trying to take guns, you realize what the actual problem is here. Anyway, we got to go
Can
here,
you
but thanks
Zionist.
For calling it. Zionist, that's
all
right. All right, my best yen Methodist family here, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.